The Shelters of Stone by Jean M. Owl. Book 5, Earth's Children. Dedication. For Kendall, who knows more about what's to come than almost anyone, except his mother. And for Christy, the mother of his boys. And for Forrest, Skyler, and Slade, three of the best, with love. Chapter 1. People were gathering on the limestone ledge, looking down at them warily. No one made a gesture of welcome, and some held spears in positions of readiness, if not actual threat. The young woman could almost feel their edgy fear. She watched from the bottom of the path as more people crowded together on the ledge, staring down, many more than she had thought there would be. She had seen that reluctance to greet them from other people they had met on their journey. It's not just them, she told herself. It's always that way in the beginning. But she felt uneasy. The tall man jumped down from the back of the young stallion. He was neither reluctant nor uneasy, but he hesitated for a moment, holding the stallion's halter rope. He turned around and noticed that she was hanging back.
"Ayla, will you hold Racer's rope? He seems nervous," he said, then looked up at the ledge. "I guess they do, too."
She nodded, lifted her leg over, slid down from the mare's back, and took the rope. In addition to the tension of seeing strange people, the young brown horse was still agitated around his dam. She was no longer in heat, but residual odors from her encounter with the herd stallion still clung. Ayla held the halter rope of the brown male close, but gave the dun yellow mare a long lead and stood between them. She considered giving Whinny her head. Her horse was more accustomed to large groups of strangers now and was not usually high-strung. But she seemed nervous, too. That throng of people would make anyone nervous.